Yeah, Rajab is a month of pure divine mercy. And without, it's not in response to something, it's just we do, or it's just a downpour of mercy. So it's good to know these things so we can actually experience them. When we're aware of them, we can feel them more. Rajab is said to be Allah's month.
Allah's month.
And Allah is the most merciful of the merciful. Sati had a beautiful dream where of the future, she said, it was kind of placed in the future where you said that society was more harmonious and generous and, right, evolved. And a beautiful vision. Yeah. I mean, if we can live this way here, if we can live this way out in the outside there, it's possible. And it's not living without, you know, misunderstandings or conflicts, because that's not possible. But it's the way to address those conflicts and to understand them and to resolve them. And that's the forgiveness. So Allah created this world so we could be forgiven, and says that if you would not do anything wrong, I would put you aside and bring in a whole new creation. So that's such a dervish, you know, kind of knowledge. That's one of the more inner knowledges, to know that we're, Allah has created us faulty, so-called, so that we will make mistakes, so that we will err. And then, but then, Allah has, you know, we are the divine light. And so, then we turn and ask for forgiveness. And such healing comes, such a deepening comes that would not have come if we had not made the mistake, or if we had not gotten into the conflict, or you know, become obsessed or addicted or whatever it is that our particular trap was. So that it becomes a means of Allah drawing us even closer and enriching in us even more with knowledge and with compassion. You know, just think in our own lives, if we would never make a mistake, we might be very arrogant. We're already arrogant enough. But by making mistakes and erring and suffering that way, we develop such compassion for others. And humility and many, many qualities come from it. So we become more beloved. So that's why we need to learn to forgive each other. This is, I would say, one of the primary dervish qualities, is the ability to forgive and not to hold grudges. And it said you shouldn't hold a grudge. You know, you shouldn't, more than 3 days with another dervish, you shouldn't have a problem. That's amazing. Yeah. And if we do, then, you know, there's something distorted in our way of thinking. I'm speaking of dervish community here. Obviously, eventually, as we become mature dervishes, then we bring that out into the world. But we, in a sense, practice it here. We live it, make it a reality. So, nothing can work without forgiveness. Society won't work. Families can't function. Couples cannot stay together. Hmm. But, you know, we have to also have that humbleness to maybe see where we err, or where we've erred toward the other, or where maybe we haven't understood the other. And sometimes we might not. Also, there's that ultimate humbleness of saying, Allah knows better than I do. I cannot really know the soul of another person, you know, that. But they are integral in Allah. They are whole. They are loved by God. And so there is a place in another person where we don't, almost we don't tread, because that place is really between every soul and God. And so that gives us a reverence and a respect for people that is remarkable, you know, and beautiful. And you see that truly in dervish cultures. That's part of what adab is, that we have just an inherent respect for another being and for their rights to be, their rights to live in the earth, and to their rights with God. And it's a beautiful consciousness. Inshallah, we develop. I know we have that here in this country. We have the basis for it, and certainly the basis are the sacred traditions, the mystical traditions. So we have that, and inshallah, and toward all beings, all creatures. Isn't it amazing that, you know, as soon as we recognize Allah as Lord, and we recognize and remember that we are not Lord over another, then that immediately gives that person more freedom. How could there be tyranny if you recognize Allah as the Lord? You know, so tyrannical, so-called religious tyrannical countries is a complete contradiction, because it's wanting to take power over something or someone you have no right to take power over. But let us not infringe in a sense also in, you know, in our own relationships, and inshallah. Yeah. And when I say relationship, it doesn't just mean our close ones, that of course, but also relationships that we have with people in the store, in the street, you know, that in the subway, on the road. You know, Noor was very regardful of other cars, which is a hard thing. We could be a great person, but the way we drive, you know, we might drive like a maniac. And I'm sure Noor had that maybe as part in his earlier in his youth, but he developed such a respect, and he would always let the New York taxis go. He would say, they're earning their living, you know. What consciousness? They're earning their living, so they have the right of way. He had such tenderness for people and people's condition and the difficulty that people had on earth. And he certainly didn't want to impose any more difficulty, nor did Sheikh Musafir. And you'll find those great sheikhs like that. Inshallah, may we model our own behavior after them. They want to lighten people's condition. They don't want to make life heavier for them. You know, the limited religion makes life almost unbearable. In fact, they impose burdens. So our job as dervishes of Noor and Effendi and Hazreti Pir is to lighten the burdens and to make the way easy. Make the way easy for other beings. It doesn't mean let them go on in their illusion necessarily. You know, that's not easy. But to speak the truth gently and graciously, and that to wherever one can, just in the same outwardly, physically, you remove, you know, it's said that the least of faith is to remove an obstacle from the road, from the path. So that's on the physical level. On the interior level, you remove obstacles from each other's paths. Inshallah. May Allah give us that ability, because that's a great ability, of course. the powers of mercy and that kind of knowledge, the knowledge of mercy, of divine mercy. Amen. May our community embody that. We have a special endowment in this community. It's a unique endowment. Every tariqat and every sacred path has a unique endowment, and ours is something to do with a mixture of this deep compassion and deep joy and divine beauty and creativity. Because the peers were creative. All the who I call the peers, I mean, Hazreti Pir, Muzaffar Ashqi, and Sheikh Noor, very creative beings. And something about this, whatever alchemy of those qualities, is our endowment and making the way easy for other beings. Amin. Each of you carries the full endowment of the peer. Know that and use that well. Inshallah. Amin. May Allah increase us in divine knowledge, increase us in compassion. Amin. We are created on the divine form. And may we know that and live that way. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to offer a Fatiha for all those on the prayer tree, and may their burdens be light, may they feel their burdens as light, and may their hearts be on fire with love, and their bodies be healed so that they may be able to work and serve and pray and devote themselves even more. Amen. To the secret hearts of our peers, a Fatiha. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Ooh.